Hello and welcome to Gazelle Academy Podcast. This is a lecture delivered by Johnson Akolisa at Fidelity Bank's Youth Empowerment Academy, Season 5, in partnership with Gazelle Academy, held at Bayero University, Kano. In this lecture, you will learn personal financial management, how to increase your wealth through saving, and hear inspiring financial turnaround stories. And now, the lecture.
The money you get from your parents, from your uncles, and from your friends, the one you earn in the school, because we know that some of you are in one or two businesses on the campus. So how do you spend the money? I was going through a case study yesterday. There is this business owner. Every day he makes a sales of 40,000 naira, and profit on that sales of 40,000 naira is 3,000 naira. Yes, you make sales of 40,000 naira. The profit on that sales is 3,000 naira. But do you know how much the guy spend on daily basis? 6,600. Is he running at loss? So some of us, you make money, you spend your profit. So do you monitor your expenditure? Do you take proper record of your financial expenses? So what we are here today to learn is, how do I spend my money? How do I make my money? Okay, so today we believe that you guys are all entrepreneurs. You guys have started have your vocational skills now. So what do you do with these skills? You want to make money. How do you start making this money? You get a contract. Before I leave, I say before I leave here on Saturday, I will patronize each class. So if I'm buying something of 5,000 naira, we'll give you, make 1,000 naira, how do you spend the money? Do you just call your friends, say, I've made money, and squander everything? Do you set aside some money for your savings? Do you do investment? Do you have bank accounts? How many of us here maintain bank accounts? If you know you don't have a bank account, I want to see your hands up. Don't be shy. You don't have a bank account. You don't have a bank account. You don't have a bank account. So how do you spend money? Yes, if you don't, how do you pay your school fees? So you see, so we've seen cases where students, you don't maintain a bank account. So how do you spend your money? Do you put your money in your bag? When you get home, your parents will give you 5,000 naira. You put it to your bag and start spending. Then you become an occasional spender. You see money, you see somewhere, you see good food, you spend on it. So what we are saying today is that you must plan yourself very well. You must have a future. You understand? You must have a vision. You have a mission. You have a plan. This is how I want to spend my money. I want to shock you guys. Do you know you are going to compete when you leave this school? You are going to compete with graduates from, Covenant University, Babcock University, Pan-Atlantic University. So these people, are you ready? Are you preparing for them? Do you want to be a second-class citizen? So it is from here that you start planning yourself. See, let me tell you, you can even help your parents to plan for them. When I was in school, I come back sometimes, my uncle has a business. Do you know I opened a ledger for him? I take the record of daily transactions. This is what we sell today. This is the amount of money we make today. This is our expenditure, our expenses. So we look at it. So today, why you are in school is not only to be a scientist. It's also to have what? Financial knowledge. To prepare yourself, plan yourself very well. This business now that you guys will embark on soonest, how do you plan yourself? Do you plan? I overheard when your facilitator yesterday was saying you have to register a company. Let me tell you, you start now. I met a young guy, he's 26 years. His name is Joshua. This Joshua, he graduated from Covenant University. Him and his about two of his colleagues, they start up a business. They call that business Piggy Bank. And today, they have more than 3 billion. He's 26 years. He told me that he doesn't want to work for a bank. What do they do? They do e-thrift. Do you know what I mean by e-thrift? This is your daily Isuzu. But their own, they don't want to be moving around. They create a wallet. So from your account, you can be saving on daily basis instead of looking for somebody to be coming to collect money. And today, they are controlling over 2 billion. Young guys, have you heard of Farm Crowdy? The owner of Farm Crowdy is also less than 30 years. What do they do? He's also e-farming. They get people, they contribute money, they give to farmers. Every month, farmers are returning yield to them, and they are making money. So you have to think outside the box. You have to start thinking. The world is going digital. Everything is digital. You can look at Fidelity sales team today. They can open an account for you without going to the bank. With your phone, you generate your account number. With your phone is like, do you know your phone is like your life? We did the analysis. We found out that most students spent average of 18 hours on their phone. I also engaged a student. He told me that once he woke up by 4 a.m., what comes to his mind is he grabbed his phone. Am I right? So with that phone, the world has gone digital. Are you digital? I overheard when I yesterday we were saying, are you guys tweeting what is happening here? Some of you don't have Twitter account. You don't have some don't even have WhatsApp. Some don't even have Facebook. No. See, let me tell you, I have an aged mother. My mother is about 70 years. She just retired from Nigerian prisons. Before now, she does not read her text message. You know, the phone for her is just to receive call. After receiving call, she abandoned the phone. But do you know today, I wake up and see text message from my mom praying for me, which means she has also even gone digital. She wants some of her parents, they have Facebook accounts. Am I lying? Some of her parents, they have Facebook accounts. Some of her parents, they have tab. Some of her parents, they don't even go to church or mosque with their Quran or with their Bible. What do? They go with their tab. So are you prepared to face this challenge, this tax ahead? So today, I want to tax us, push us. See, financial planning is very key. Even the Bible says, don't despise little what? Big thing. See, you can start your business with 2,000 naira. All you need to do is to be disciplined. With that 2,000 naira, you have a bank account. Be disciplined. Differentiate your need and your wants. You understand? This is, I need this, I want this. So, if you want to save, you must be disciplined. You get a contract today, it's 5,000 naira. That 5,000 naira, what is your profit after buying your materials? For instance, the guys in makeup or the guys in tailoring, you use 3,000 naira or 2,500 naira to buy the materials, and your profit after everything, transportation, logistics, is 1,000 naira. Do you save your 1,000 naira, or your friends will come around and say, ah, Mr. Mahmood, congratulations, you've just done one successful work, let's celebrate. It's okay, all my friends, I buy drinks for them, buy Indomie for them. Do you know what you've done? You finish, some even eat their principal. So now, you have to start planning. You understand? Even with the savings, the little money you get from your uncles, your friends, you can save out of it. I am telling you, I have a daughter in school. Every time I take her to school, we drop pocket money. And pocket money we drop for the term sometimes is 8,000 naira. So at the end of the term, we'll go to pick her, we'll go back to the school. She will be the one to come, Daddy, I have 4,000 naira left in my money. Personal financial planning. Do you have a bank account? Do you plan? Do you even know that your savings account gives you an interest? Do you even know there are other investments you can do? Have you heard of fixed deposits? You understand? So I want you to tax yourself. Read Versatile. If you are in tailoring, try to make research what they are doing in makeups. Try to push yourself what the labor market is all about. Are you preparing yourself for labor market? We've seen cases, young graduates, they will get a job, they pay them 200,000. They start living luxurious life. They look for a big flat. They look for loan. They do this. You want to spend money. So you start from here. The little you start savings, do you know that you can be saving 100 naira every day? In 1 month, how much will he give you? It's a very big money. Do you know you can save money and get even ordinary keke and you start making money? Do you know there are millionaires on the campus already? I went to your school, the little market you have here, and I saw some students. They have Indomie shop. They've started making money. By the time this person will leave here, his brain now, or his thinking is, how will I expand this business? Expansion matters a lot. Every day people say Dangote want to buy everything, want to buy whole Nigeria. Because Dangote does not sleep, he's always thinking. So I want to tax you today. I want you to let you know that we have billionaires here. But it starts with you. Are you disciplined? Are you trying to, you know, some, I used to tell my younger ones, some of the guys, they will go, the parents will give them 10,000 naira pocket money, they will give girlfriend 2,500. Why? See, let me tell you, an average young girl wants a man, a successful man. They want a man with big wallets. So why do you spend your money? Be successful, they will come after you. Be successful, everybody wants. Look at all these musicians. You say that, you listen to their release, you say, where are they, when, or where are the ladies when they are suffering? When they make money, everybody wants. I overheard even your facilitator say the other day that success has what? Plenty of families and friends. Ah, this is my uncle, this is a failure is what? An orphan. Everybody doesn't want to identify with a failure. Perseverance. Plan yourself very well. We've opened a bank account for you, guys. It's a savings account today. But tomorrow, in 6 months, I don't want to come here and see you guys running ordinary savings account. No. I want to see you guys have your business account. Save little money. We've separated you people in the class, in different groups. You can form a venture. Three or four, you see, look at the smart ones. Look at smart ones. See, can we expand this thing? They gave us more tailoring machine. We can expand it. You can start up something in front of your hostel. They know that you see somebody with a tall trouser. Ah, please go and meet Mahmood. Please go and meet Aisha. Aisha can make it for you. You start making money. Register business. Start up something with your... Have a vision. Have a plan with your friends. By the time you know it, look at all these bank MDs or bank directors. They started little. Look at Mark Zuckerberg. How old is he? Some of us here are older than him. So you have to plan. You have to take outside the boss. Don't need to depend on your parents' money. No. The little money they give you, plan yourself very well. As you are getting back to school, you say, this is the money for my handout. This is money. This one. Before you even start spending, your money is in your account. You know little banking terminologies, so that you don't go to bank, somebody will just tell you, no, this is not. You know how to use your ATM very well. You know the ones they call not on us transaction, on us transaction. You know when you have a Zenith or Fidelity Bank ATM, that if you use that Fidelity Bank ATM on another bank ATM machine, after how many times they will start debiting you, how much? 65 naira. You know how many times you withdraw, you lose your interest in a month. So when you learn all these things, you plan yourself. See, let me tell you, where I live in Lagos, sometimes my bank is like 5 or 10 minutes drive. But because I know that if I use my ATM machine on another bank, ATM, after how many times? The fourth one, I'll be debited 65 naira. Do you know what I do? That 3 times check in a route that has how many days? 31 or 30 days. If I withdraw number one today, I have it that is I've done 3. So instead of charging me that 50, 65 naira, I plan myself against tomorrow. Please let me take the money that will take me throughout the weekend. So plan yourself very, very well. Know all these things. If I withdraw more than 4 times in a month, they will deny me my interest. You know, say, I will withdraw only 2 times, so I don't want anything to happen to my interest. So you plan yourself very well. You start up your business very well. See, let me tell you, once you live here, I want you to be a different person. Differentiate yourself from the person that did not attend this training. Please, I beg you, don't waste this thing. Be good ambassadors. Plan yourself very well. The future is so bright for you. You can become whatever you want to be. See, let me tell you, the person that finished from whether Oxford University, Cambridge University, they are not better than you. It's the same brain. The only thing is that they develop their own. They are not better than you. See, I finished from Ambrose Ali University. This school is a more better furnished open school, better than where I graduated from. But I always tell myself, you are not better than me. It's only when you are defeated. You see, defeat starts with you. So don't be fear. I listened to your facilitator yesterday. We are talking about strength and weaknesses. Some people, you can't be a good business person and you are shy. No. If you are shy, it's your weakness. Improve on your weakness. Then your strength, what do you need? Make sure you use your strength. Make sure you expand it. Because that is your strength. Work on your strength. You understand? So today, we've given you guys a note on financial literacy. Please, always go through this thing. If you look at it, this one is for secondary school and people that gain admission. But you guys have passed this level. That's why I'm not looking at this thing, reading it for you, current and savings account. You understand? So what we want you people, as you live here today, you guys have what? A WhatsApp group chat already. You guys can take it off from there. You guys can plan. Google. If you live here today, maybe Fidelity, what is a venture? Joint venture. Google it. How do I start up this business? Do feasibility study. How do I start? Do research. How do I do this thing? They are saying that business is going digital. How do I go digital? Because you can't be only here. You can't be here. So that little thing you are doing, tweet it. I engaged my brother here today. He said that most of the job he got is what? Online. Are you prepared? Maybe I want you to make a cloth for me now. I say in the morning, Aisha, please, I want to make a cap. And Aisha is not online. What does that mean? Aisha has did what? She has lost out. So you must be prepared. Every day I open WhatsApp, I go to Twitter. People are advertising every day. I just bought a phone for my daughter, a tab. I saw it online. They said 35,000 naira. I said, is this not okay? Convenience. You understand? And very soon, once I get to Lagos, they will supply on Monday. So the little skills you've learned here, I want you to think digital. Whatever you're doing, you've learned here, go to the banks or Excel Twitter handle. Put it, make noise for yourself, blow your thumbprint, don't allow the people to look at. No. See, can I define success for you people? Success is when preparedness meets opportunity. Preparedness meets what? Opportunity. So, if you're not prepared and you meet opportunity, what will happen to you? See, let me tell you, anytime I write an exam and fail, do you know what I say to myself? There is no good excuse for a bad result. I failed myself because I didn't prepare. Why should I fail that interview? Why should I fail that exam? I should prepare that I'm writing an exam. I should burn candle. I should sleep like 2-3 hours. Read. Because my success depends on my business. Do you know what I tell my friends? I said, sometimes if I have an exam or if I have a task for my supervisor, I said, I will do research as if my life depends on that task. So please be prepared. You've given little skills. Expand it. Challenge yourself. I want to be a professional makeup artist. Get small things. Even the small one they give you. No. You can get a book. You can online. They've made everything. Google you. Google whatever. Even the ones they did. Expand it. Make sure, even if it's the same money for it, get it. Differentiate yourself from others. Don't wait for luck. Myself, I don't believe in luck. Because if you prepare yourself, you know that you are fully fit for the tax ahead. So I am begging you guys today. You guys have plenty. See, age is on your side. You come to Fidelity Bank today, before they take you as an entry-level staff, you must not be more than 26 years. You guys are all less than 26. So you have very few. For you to enter Fidelity Bank today, or any bank today, they will tell you to write a GMAT exam. And it's computer-based exam. So it's like coming to write computer-based exam. You don't even know how to use computer. I met a young guy that said I want to do IT in a bank. I sent him to my friend's bank. Please assist me and give this guy a job. When the guy came, they told the guy, they asked him what course is he reading. The guy said he's mechanical engineering. They gave him computer just to type something. The guy was using his finger. He would look for A, type A. He would look for B, type B. I said, you engineering student? He said, he has not used computer before. What are you saying? How much is ordinary computer programs? You don't need to beg. You can do small things. And push yourself, tax yourself. So today, our take home points. One is that I have to plan myself very well. I have to know how to plan my finances, how to use my money, how to save, how to spend my profit. When you make profit of 5,000 naira, do you want to spend the whole 5,000 naira? It's like myself now. I'm as a salary earner, they pay me, let's assume 50,000 naira. Before the 50,000 naira comes to my pocket or even my account, I have a plan. I have an Excel sheet. This is what I'm going to spend. This is what I'm going to spend. See, we also believe in divine intervention. You can give to God. You can give to friends. We are not saying that you should be stingy, but have a plan. Plan yourself very well. Make sure not only you, as you are living here, be better person. Your friends, your family, your younger ones, your classmates, let them understand what you've passed through. Let them know that you're a different person. So I'm taxing everybody here. In the next 6 or 5 months, we drop our contact here. I want to hear that Mahmoud, Aisha, and John, they have a business venture, they are doing well, that this is their bank account, this is what you are doing now, this is what we've made from our business. You can walk up to a bank. You know, you can, when you are doing well, banks will look for you. Are you aware of that? If you go to Dangote's office today, you see different banks, different account officers, multiples, begging him, greeting him every morning. So if you're a successful business person, you plan yourself very well, you can walk up to a bank. The bank say, okay, we want to give you a loan of, let's say you are asking for a loan of 100,000 naira. They say, okay, can we see your business record, what you've been doing for the past 6 months? Then you don't have a record. When you make small money, it doesn't even go to a bank account. You don't even have a business name. Where would they start from? But when you prepare yourself, you get to the bank. Hi, good morning, Mr. Manager. I run Kwankwaso Nigeria Limited. I want a loan of 500,000. This is my business record. They look at it and profile you, look at your capacity. They might even give you more than you want because you are well planned. So today, what you guys have learned, I've seen the guys in coding. See, let me tell you, banks are looking for guys into coding. They are sought after. They are looking for them every day. They pay them very, very high. See, let me tell you, you can't live here without knowing your market value. You can't come and want to make loss. Somebody say, no, I'm paying you 2,000 naira. You look at it, you say, no, 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 no. I know my worth. If it's 2,000, look for people that will make work for you for 2,000. So know your worth. You're a professional. You're educated. You have the basic, the basics. So I want to challenge you, as you are living here today, don't be like that person I illustrated when I started this talk, that made sales of 40,000 naira, the profit is 3,000 naira, he has spent 6,600. No. I want you to be the person that makes sales of 40,000 naira. You already have an Excel sheet that makes sales of 40,000 naira. Day one, you look at your profit on the items you've sold, is at 3,000 naira. You can say, okay, expense, could my feeding, transportation. The other ones, they're in the bank. You have a record, this my stock is going down, I need to replenish. Are you trending? This style is raining today, or this makeup is raining today. You don't know how to, you have somebody that flew from maybe abroad. I want this makeup. You say, I don't know how to do it. Follow trend. Follow what is raining. Know everything. Don't be in the dark. Make sure you see, let me tell you, you are in a competitive economy, society. Everybody wants to outshine you. Even in the class, everybody wants to outshine you. So how do you do it? You have to equip yourself with all the knowledge and skills. This skill, I don't know it. Have you followed Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi? Every day, you see them, they say hard work. See, let me tell you, I want to ask this question. Does hard work kill? It does not kill. All you need to do is to challenge yourself. Look at those young guys. Ronaldo is already 34 years. And he's competing with the guys that are 17, 18, 19. He runs more than them. He trains more than them. See, let me tell you. If you are addicted, what will happen to you? You die away. So I want to challenge you guys. I want you to say that this man that came here to talk to you guys, feeling for me, Uma, I am in Bayero University. Do you know how we regard people from Bayero University? We are from one of the, you know, this is a premium university. I want to do well for myself and for my family. I will end like this. Tell yourself that you want to make your parents proud. They've spent so much on you. Say that if I leave this place, I want to make them proud. Some of them hustle to send you to school. Some of them doesn't sleep. See, let me tell you, you are awake today. But you know that where they are, they've gone to mosque, they've gone to church to pray for you. Don't let them down. You can change the history of your family if you plan yourself very well. Don't eat your future now. Your future is still bright. Don't eat everything today. Have a plan. Plan for yourself. You have a dream. Look for the smart ones. Look for the intelligent. Anything you don't know, even in your class. Look at the one that people that are better than you. You have Google, you have every research. In fact, you open phone now, Play Store, wherever you want to get, you have it. Challenge yourself, I want to be successful. Challenge yourself, I want to be financially what? Financially what? So please, if we leave here today, your bank account, Fidelity, thank God, is here. We're on the campus. We've opened an account for you. Use your account. Make sure you're on our electronic channels. Why should you go to the bank when you have your internet banking, when you have your USSD, when you have your ATM? I can't remember the last time I used my checkbook. What am I doing with checkbook when I have my internet banking app, where I have a flash key? Why should I go to bank to queue myself? I'm buying something, I'll transfer to you. So the account we've opened for you, use it. Go there, go to the bank. I want ATM. I want star 770, our USSD, star 770. You want to buy a recharge card, go there, buy your airtime. Why should you go and queue? Time you want to use to do something, you are going to get a card. No, it's something you can get online. So make sure you use the account. Make sure you have the trend. Maintain your record. See, let me tell you, some of us here does not even know our bank account balance. So when 5 naira or some cobbles are missing there, you don't know. Monitor your finances. So today, the account we've opened for you, use it. Get your ATM card. Get your USSD code, *770. We've opened an account for you people. Now, we don't want you people to be tripping to the branch. I want to do this. No. Our sales team, they are here. If you have gotten your account number, I want you to dial *770#. You activate yourself on our instant banking, which means you can do your transactions. All you need to do, just go to the bank, collect your ATM card, make use of your... I don't want to see you in the banking hall. What are you doing in the banking hall? You want to pay your school fees, you use your app to pay your school fees. So today, I am begging you people, you can look at your teams. You have different faces, but you guys can have one goal. And your goal is that you want to be a successful entrepreneur. I want to come back and see people doing this business. I want to come back even on Saturday. I want to see somebody that will say, Mr. Johnson, remove your clothes. I'll do embellishment for you. I'll give you money. I'll pay for it. That money, don't just, because your friends will say, let's buy me coke, buy me this, buy me that. You have an account. I saw what our leader did yesterday, Mona. The guy that she gave 5,000 naira, she said, I'll credit your bank account. So start saving little by little. I'll end my lecture like this. Where I live in Lagos, I have a gate man. So this is my gate man. Every time I give him money, I pay him every month. The compound, each flat pays him like 4,500. Every month I give him 4,500. So one day I wanted to go out. He came to meet me. He said, Mr. Johnson, that I have not paid for this month. I said, I looked at my car. I have my phone. I said, okay, I want to open a Fidelity account for you. I'll credit your money in your account. He said, okay, he's an outside guy. He said, okay, no problem. Poor Mr. Johnson. I should fill form for him. I filled form for him. When I drove in that evening, he told me that he's gotten his alert, so thank you. I said, okay, I'll credit your money. I paid that 4,500 in his account. Do you know what happened? After like 2 months, I was checking something. I saw this man's account, 400 and something thousand account. I removed my card. I said, my aboki. What does he mean? He will even call me sometimes, say, please, Mr. Johnson, help me check my account. Somebody paid him money into my account. As a megad, he bought a bike. I also heard that he later bought a bus. He left security job. He's now living in a room and parlor self-contained. He has a bus, he's driving. So they save little by little. And they are happy seeing their money grow. So I want you to tax yourself. Don't beg people. I want, when you finish this thing, save your money. Look for investments that you will do. We have treasury bills. We have a lot of investments you can do. We have federal government savings bond. You can call the bank. See, this is what I want to do. So as I leave you guys today, I want to come back in the next 6 months and see powerful entrepreneurs. I want to see successful people. I want to see bank alert that is fat. I don't want somebody that will say, Mr. Johnson, I want to do job, send me 5,000. No. Instead, I want to see somebody that will say, Mr. Johnson, I am doing well. Do you have any contract for me? I have my colleague here. I met him last time I came here. Anas, the guy that did MC, when we had our campus activation here. I was looking for an MC. He told me, Mr. Johnson, I can do MC very well. And he did a perfect MC. Do you know when there was another event, my colleagues from Lagos came to Kano? I said, no, I have somebody that I know that is very good. It's Anas. And they gave him the job. So I want to give you a referrals. I want to hear, Mr. Johnson, I want to do this. I said, okay, you are in Kano. Please, meet Mohammed. He can do this thing. I'll call Muna. I'll call your facilitators. Somebody want to make this thing. Give me the best person. I don't want you to disgrace them. I don't want you to disgrace Gazelle. I want you to be proud of Gazelle. Look at your facilitators. Some of them started like you guys. And today they are professionals. Today, Mona cannot do without them. Yes, she cannot do without them. Gazelle cannot do every day. They call them. I want you the next youth empowerment academy in any location, be it in Sokoto, be it in the southeast. I want them to call you to come and be there. So please know that you have the capacity. Please make sure the accounts they open for you, you use it. God will continue to bless you people. I want to celebrate you guys.
Johnson Akolisa is a retail banking analyst at Fidelity Bank PLC. To learn more from him, follow him on social media at Akolisa Johnson.